It's good, pretty busy, but I'm enjoying the process, just taking it day by day, having fun with it. I'm just going to showcase how athletic I am and how I can move around and how strong I am. Just going to try to have fun out here. You only do this once.
I'm from Seattle, so I remember when you played hard.
Yeah.
But that summer when you committed to Washington and Elijah Paul, you kind of did that together. I know he's here. Did
yeah.
Did that ever come up at all?
Like, we still chop it up. I still talk to all those guys, Daniel, Kevin, Elijah, and all those dudes. So it was fun seeing them around here. It was just a fun day. We was down at the UW Center, and we just all decided to commit that day. So it was pretty fun. It was nice reuniting with all those guys. Yeah, I don't regret going to Texas A&M. Texas A&M was a great decision for me, and it worked out for the best.
You also decided not to come out last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't regret nothing. It was a business decision. I feel like me coming out this year, I fine-tuned some things that I needed to work on, so it was good for me.
Was it hard, obviously, to play the miles on the other side, got a lot of attention and things like that? What was it like, I guess, going through that, playing with another guy against the most offensive? Was it hard to sort of try to make your name?
No, it wasn't hard trying to make my name. Miles deserves everything he gets. He's a great player, great athlete, even better person, so he deserved everything he got. But I feel like I still played well. I feel like I still got my name out for myself. So. High school football is a little different from Seattle to Texas. Usually in Texas, I was in a little small town called Lancaster, so usually the whole city like shut down when you got a big game. Everybody shows out. But in Seattle, it's a little different. You know, Seattle's a basketball state, I would say. So basketball is the same way like it is in football in Texas. And it was a great experience in both places. It's different, but I don't regret it. I think it was good for me to play in both spots.
How many years did you live in Seattle? You were born there, right?
Yeah. Moved 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I mean, I was born there and lived there for a little bit. I don't really know. Probably like 8 years. I don't know.
What's your height and weight? What would you measure it
at? I think 6'5 and a half, 266. Yeah, I feel like I move well at 265, 266, so yeah, this is where I want to be at right now. Yeah, I mean, I told you I still kept in contact with all those dudes, so I always wanted them to do well. And so I watched them. I seen how they did. JoJo and Elijah and all them guys, they had good years. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I haven't got a chance to cross paths with Michael Bennett yet, but I've seen him up. I've seen him at the school. He came and talked to us, but I really haven't had a chance to get a little personal conversation with him yet. I mean, I feel like we play to each other's strengths. I feel like I made him better, just not in the game, but in practice, in the weight room, and he did the same for me. So having him on the other side, and then just having him as a friend, just made me a better person. good. No problem. Just showing them how good of an athlete I am. Showing them how I can move around on the field, and showing them how strong I am. Showing them how smooth I run around. The Senior Bowl kind of got me a little prepared for this process. It's pretty busy. You really don't get that much sleep, but it's the process. You only go through it once, so I'm embracing it, having fun with it. Nah, it's business. I'm just taking it one day by day. Just having fun, just embracing all these dudes. You know, we usually rivals when we're on the field, so it's just fun just seeing the type of people, type of person everybody is over here. No, he's the number one draft pick. Come on now. You're going to get those type of questions. And he deserves it, man. He put the work in. And he produced, so he deserves everything he gets. I feel like I'm in the position I put myself in. I feel like I'm a football player just like everybody else, and I do similar things like everybody else. So I don't ever get jealous over Miles. Miles is my brother. Huh? Man, you know, Miles can do it all. Man. I can do it all, too, so it's all good. You get a dude that play with extreme effort. If you turn on my film, you'll see me running down and making plays 20, 40 yards down the field. Just a quick, tough guy, and tough. I had 4 sacks against Arizona State my junior year, so that was a big accomplishment for me. I just feel like I was prepared. We went 8-5, so it left a sour taste in everybody's mouth that left. But we started strong, but we just needed to finish. So I would like to win a little bit more at A&M. But I don't regret nothing.